As Mara mentioned, there's been a lot of speculation lately about Rick Santorum's plans. Some Republicans want their party to rally around frontrunner Mitt Romney now. Still, Santorum has enthusiastic backers, among them a Louisiana businessman who contributed $1.5 million to a super PAC supporting Santorum. As part of our series on super donors, NPR's Jeff Brady introduces us to Bill Doré.
Bill Doré made his millions in the oil and gas business. His company, Global Industries, built pipelines and infrastructure offshore. Last year, a French company bought the firm. But perhaps more interesting about Doré is where he started in life.
Bill Doré was born in western Louisiana of a Cajun father and a Lebanese mother.
Doré declined an interview request, but in this scratchy-sounding video on the Horatio Alger Association website, Doré describes a rough childhood with an illiterate father who worked hard but also drank and was abusive.
My father suffered from attention deficit hyperactive disorder, as I learned later in life when I was diagnosed. And it was hard for me to understand why he would leave jobs going from one to the next.
Doré says he decided he wanted a better life. He went to college and then built his business over the next four decades.
My level of success and my ambition as I went along was very incremental. I wanted to be just a little bit better than I was at that any point in time.
Doré's appearance in the political world has not been at all incremental. Joshua Stockley is a political science professor from the University of Louisiana at Monroe.
If you were to make a list of, you know, a dozen, 50, maybe even 75 significant financial players, prior to 2012, I don't think Mr. Doré would have been on your list.
That changed in January when Doré gave $1 million to the Red, White, and Blue Fund, which is backing Santorum for president. On Valentine's Day, he gave another $500,000 to the Super PAC. In March, the group ran this advertisement ahead of the Illinois primary.
Meet the real Mitt Romney. Supported the Wall Street bailout, putting America trillions in debt.
The ad lists many of the issues conservative Republicans have with Romney, including a health insurance mandate created in Massachusetts when he was governor. The music turns brighter when talking about Santorum and his policies.
A bold plan for the middle class. Create dynamic jobs and cut wasteful spending.
While the commercial is heavy on red meat for conservatives, Bill Doré's history is less ideological. He's given money to Republicans and Democrats. In 2008, he gave the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee more than $28,000. That same year, he gave $4,000 to help elect one of the few openly gay members of Congress, Colorado Democrat Jared Polis. Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Randy Roach, also a Democrat, says he's known Doré for more than a decade.
I would say it probably doesn't really matter to him what other people in the political spectrum may think, because he's going to do what he wants to do, and he's going to do it because he sincerely believes it's the right thing to do.
Roach says Doré cares more about individual candidates than party affiliation. But beyond that, Doré's contribution is a mystery. He's a man of faith, and that may have attracted him to Santorum, says Roach. Fiscal policies may be another reason.
I think Bill, as a businessman, is concerned about, you know, typical issues as relates to American business and our competitiveness. He's very focused on the energy business.
Doré became rich by taking big risks. Whether his $1.5 million investment in Rick Santorum will pay off could become clear in the coming weeks. Jeff Brady, NPR News.